Today, visiting with Brittany Rice from Community Family Resource Center. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good morning.
She's back. Brittany, here we are. We are moving into the what do you want to call this? With Mother Nature the way she's been lately, I'm not complaining too much, but man, when we went back to standard time and it's got dark at 5 o'clock, everybody's going, whoa. It does have a quick impact on people, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about holiday time coming up and some of the things that are going on. CFR, by the way, folks, does provide a lot of services for Boone County clients. We've got a variety of different things that are available here. So just really, and again, any whether it's here, whether it's coming from the Ames office, and mostly that's what you do is... For us, anyway, we get to share the two services. So we do have a lot of assistance available for a variety of people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got our mental health therapy. We've got a part-time therapist in Boone. Of course, we're continuing to look for a full-time therapist as well. We've got our psych provider. We have two, actually, that'll come to Boone. And then we've got substance abuse counseling in Boone as well as our gambling counseling.
Okay. How are we doing on the gambling counseling part? You keep looking.
Keep looking. We are still trying to hire a full-time gambling counselor. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple interviews recently, but they didn't pan out, so that's too bad. So we are looking for that. However, we do continue to treat people who have problem gambling. We've got Morgan, one of my counselors, that'll see gamblers, and I will as well.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, I mean, you do have some... people that can continue to provide that service.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Don't want people to fall through or get passed over and stuff. I know, I would say you're probably not the only one looking for gambling counselors.
No, my understanding is it's pretty much across the board.
Big demand. Now, are we seeing some pressure letting up on some of the providers that you look for your staffing purposes?
Yeah, I mean, my team has grown quite a bit in the past couple of months, and I actually only have one open position now, which is the gambling position. I did just hire a full-time Boone substance abuse counselor. They just will be starting after the holidays.
Okay. Oh, well, so don't build her schedule on his schedule again until... after. Okay.
Yes.
Holiday time is a stressful time.
It is a very stressful time for many people.
Okay. Well, what are some of the issues you run into? And how do they try to relieve stress? Because that's the problem. How am I going to relieve the stress?
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the issues, it really depends on the person. So I know, like, just within my own family, some of the things is just the stress of trying to plan things, trying to make everyone get along, so many people in one spot, trying to coordinate, things like that. But then you add on top of that those families that maybe have trauma in them. The holidays are even more difficult. Or if you've lost someone, obviously the holidays can be, you know, very mm-hmm. difficult because you're having to deal with, oh, this is the first Christmas without so-and-so or mm-hmm. whatever. So there's a lot of things that really go into making the holidays difficult. Plus, I just think there's a lot of pressure around the holidays, you know, the pressure to make it magical or make it great. And really, it should just be a relaxing time, but... you know, we have really, I think, turned it into something that's not relaxing.
Yeah, try not. Yeah, that's a big thing, too. And the issue, and I'm guessing for CFR, one of the challenges is having to deal with what people try to do to relieve that stress.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you have people that are drinking, during the holidays, whether it's just for fun because they're around family or to relieve the stress. You've got people that are using as well. And then I think just in general, for people that struggle with mental illness, there tends to be an increase in those symptoms around the holidays because of all the pressure and the stress that comes with them. We try to be proactive. Typically, my team will talk with their folks that are in groups or individuals with them about, you know, what can you do instead to try to prevent relapses or things like that. In the past, we have had, you know, our own little holiday parties in our groups to try mm-hmm. to show them that you can have fun during the holidays without a substance. So those are just some of the things that we've done.
Do things... for preventive purposes.
Yeah, absolutely.
To really come on. And so far, I'm guessing, works. Well, again, for some, it's going to work. And for others, they're going to get pushed.
Yeah, again, it just really depends on the person and where they're at.
Yeah, each one's a little bit different.
Yep.
A little different. So as we get through the holiday time and seasonal deficit disorder, whatever, what do we call it?
SAD.
SAD, yeah. That's definitely going to be playing, have an effect on us too.
Absolutely. There is definitely evidence behind the fact that when there is less sunlight, people's depression increases. So SAD is definitely a real thing that, you know, people tend to feel a little bit more down during the colder weather and the less sunlight.
Less sunlight. Don't worry. In a couple of weeks, we'll start heading back the other way. It is. At least having nice weather helps.
Yes, absolutely. Because then, you know, people do feel like they can get outside a little bit more. I know I enjoyed yesterday being able to take my dogs out and just walk around the yard. Yeah. And they really enjoyed it. And it was just nice to be able to get outside because I feel like normally during this time of the year, we can't.
And more often than not, we're not getting out. We'll enjoy the good weather as long as we can.
Yes.
Stuff like that. Let's talk a little bit about, with the holidays, some of the added stress. You talked about, again, planning and being able to, mm-hmm. because you have other family members that are looking for things, and it puts a lot of demand on people. Is that where a lot of that stress comes?
I think so. You know, especially, let's say they are, you know, families that have gone through divorces or things like that. I mean, that can be very stressful for anybody in the family, but when you think about like the kids or even the grown children, you know, trying to deal with, okay, I'm going to go to mom's this day, dad's this day, I'm going to do my own thing with my family this day, trying to coordinate all of that can be really stressful. So I think that's some of what we see. But like I said, and then on top of that, when there's trauma or people have passed, that makes it more difficult.
Mm-hmm. So I know you got a lot of clients, you try to be proactive with some of those, but some of the folks out there, what are some of the best ways that, I mean, without looking for some sort of a substance to relieve the stress, other ways, are there some ways that they could work on this?
Yeah, I mean, I am a big believer in deep breathing. You know, you breathe in from your diaphragm and out through your nose. That has helped me a lot during my stressful times. So that's a big one. You know, engaging in some of your other hobbies maybe could help. You know, for some people that might be adult coloring, for some people that might be doing other types of crafts or working in the garage or whatever it is that you do to enjoy things. You know, baths for some people are a big stress reliever, reading, spending time with your animals. Animals are a big one.
they require attention. So
yeah. And they can sense, you know, your emotions and things like that. So they're usually super helpful.
So again, ways to look for things that you like to do and take a break and do some of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes it's hard to do, though.
It can be. I usually try to talk with my folks about practicing these things in moments that aren't stressful, that aren't triggers, because the more that you practice them, the more likely they are to become a routine, and you're more likely to turn to those in those stressful times then. If you don't practice them and you're just like, okay, I'm stressed, now I'm going to do this, you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Are there some other things that come up over the holiday time that you like people to pay attention to? Because, well, one of them is obviously a lot of the parties, get-togethers, things like that. It gets pretty hard. You can be drawn into things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I mentioned before, I think there is a lot of like drinking that comes along with the holidays. You know, you get together with family, you have a couple drinks, or you get together with friends and you have a couple of drinks. Please keep in mind, you know, this time of the year, the weather can turn at any point. So if you're drinking, be sure you're not driving. You know, we never want an OWI anyway, but if it's, you know, snowing or rainy or icy, you're far more likely to injure yourself or others, especially if you're drinking. So be careful, please.
There's that. Recently, we did have the Drug Take Back Day, and and I know it's one of those things you kind of look at because substance abuse, and this is one of our key issues going on. Some of the pharmaceuticals that are out there and don't get properly disposed of.
Correct.
So we had again. It's I can remember many years ago when we first started. It was a big thing. It's still, a lot of people do take advantage of it.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I know that Boone still tends to do a big drug take back day twice a year. I don't remember the amount that was taken back this past time a couple weeks ago, but I do know it was a good amount. But I also know, you know, there are other options as well. Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to dispose of their medications. You know, we don't want to flush them or things or throw them in the trash or whatever. But the pharmacies here have these little baggies that you can dispose of your meds in, and it I think it dissolves them, is my understanding.
Your pharmacist probably has a way to do it, and at least we know both the police department and the sheriff's department have bins, drop off bins.
Correct. Yes, they have the bins. The pharmacy should have the little bags. CFR does have some of the baggies. I need to get more.
Yes, do. That's part of the work. We got that going. Okay. Some of the other things that we look at this time of the year, do you start to see more inquiries? Again, because we're into a busy time of the year. Back into our regular routine of school.
Yes.
We've got college back in session, both DMAC and Iowa State, things like that. You start to see more contact.
Absolutely. So, of course, with running with a part-time staff in Boone, we don't see as much of an increase in Boone because we have limited availability. However, a lot of people from Boone have been coming over to the Ames office to be seen. We've definitely seen an increase in how many evaluations we're doing and how many people were, getting into treatment to get the help that they need. A lot of that does come from, you know, it's now November. We've been doing football games. We've been doing tailgating. The summer's over, and all the things that people might have gotten in trouble for over the summer. So we're starting to see those kinds of things mm-hmm. come in. We are seeing a little bit of an increase in mental health referrals as well. And I want to say towards the end of October, we had quite a few people coming in that were more in crisis than we had been.
Okay, so a little more extreme.
Yes, absolutely.
So they kind of pushed it off a little longer, maybe.
Maybe,
other issues came up.
Yeah, I think other issues came up. I think for some people, things just, came to a head. I think the change in weather does a big thing for people. And then the approaching holidays, I think, add on top of that.
So with everything that's going on, if someone might be feeling slightly stressed or something, you do an assessment. I mean, you're just not going to come in and start getting service right away because you guys always do kind of an assessment with people.
Yeah. I mean, if you're needing substance abuse, you'll come in for a walk-in in Ames or you'll call and schedule an evaluation in Boone. You'll see a counselor and do the evaluation. Your recommendation will come from that. And then you'll start your treatment after that point. For mental health or psych, you would just call and get that scheduled. And then you would pretty much just kind of be off to the races, I guess, from there with that.
No, we're not gambling on races
no.
here. No. That's it. But it is one of those, it is much easier to really get yourself into the program for mental health related purposes.
Yes, absolutely it is. I know, the past year or two, it's been really difficult to get in for services. I think we do have a little bit of a wait list, but it's been decreasing. One of my substance abuse counselors has actually been transitioning over to be a mental health therapist. Okay. So they've got some openings. So we're kind of, moving that direction. The other really cool thing that's going on is that Story County is actually starting a mental health court. And we are involved in that. So we're really excited about that. And that'll be really interesting,
find
too.
Find out more about that. See
yeah.
if we can carry something over here.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
I'd like to. I know there's other things that, again, some of their response, emergency response, mm-hmm. is done mental health related as compared to just possibly having police officers respond to the call.
Yes.
So there are things that they're trying. And yes, if we have the people, than the dollars to do it, we could.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess I did forget to mention I mentioned Story County. So for Boone County, I've actually got a counselor that has started doing substance abuse evaluations for the jail. So folks that are sitting in the jail that are needing evaluations done, we're being able to connect with CICS, Kim Schumacher, and get those scheduled. And they're seen via telehealth to get the evaluation done. So we're able to help people kind of, get ahead of the game
Start it a little bit ahead so that as
they
work through this process, they can start addressing it right away.
Yes, which has been really nice, and it's really helpful for those folks.
So if folks don't know, CICS, Central Iowa Community Service. Big group now. Started out such a nice...
Yeah, I think CICS covers 15 counties at this point.
And like you guys, you've expanded your services too. I mean, you know, now down into the metro too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year when we merged with Prelude, we took on, oh gosh, probably a total of at least 10 other counties. Mm-hmm. So we're in we're in Iowa City and Des Moines. We've got residential in both of those sites. We've got a halfway house for women in Des Moines. We've got transitional living in Iowa City. We've got outpatient in both of those areas. Then we've got outreach offices as well, similar to what we have in Boone.
Yeah. Well, we do have our office here. Again, yes. Part of the original 8 counties or whatever they were back then out of Fort Dodge. But once again, it has continued to expand. That's been the big challenge is continue to expand and have enough staff to be able to meet that demand.
Yeah, staffing has been a struggle, I think, just across the board for everybody in the state, regardless of what field you're in. I think staffing's just been a struggle. But like I said, we've been lucky, and lately we've actually been getting some really good applicants and getting some positions filled, so that's opening up more services as well.
So we like to do, get back to the pre-pandemic, being able to provide that service.
Yes.
Plus, you still do all of the OWI things, too.
Correct. We still do the OWI things. Yes.
Still have all of that to do. If people want to find out more about services from Community and Family Resources, best way to go about that?
You can give us a call. The Boone number is 515-433-0369. You can log on to our website at cfrhelps.org. You can check out Your Life Iowa, which is a website you can log on to. Or you can shoot us an email or contact us over Facebook as well.
Okay. The big thing is, too, if issues are coming up, don't just push them back. If you need somebody to talk to, find somebody to talk to.
Yeah, needing somebody to talk to. You know, I think there's a lot of stigma out there that talking to somebody is, you know, a weakness or it's a moral issue. It's not. We all struggle. We all have mental health, and just like regular health, sometimes it's not great.
That is so true, too. Yeah. Brittany Rice, our guest on our program today. Once again, CFR. I always go to the website, cfrhelps.org.
Correct.
It's an easy way to get access to, again, people and contact information and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I think you can actually message us directly on there, too.
So that's an easy way. And again, there are a number of ways, but don't just push it off, especially with all the holiday stress and everything that's going on. Find something you like to do and take a break.
Yes.
Especially all through the holidays.
Yes, absolutely.
Brittany Rice has been our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.